This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Return of Who Sucks Less coming up at 4:30 right after emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got me.
Jump right to the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Tip responsibly.
Gentlemen, today is kind of a big day. It is Boog's birthday again. She is 17 this year. She's been a fan of you since we moved back up here when she was 4. She absolutely loves everyone at KISW. Yay.
Thank
and
you.
And constantly wants me to tell all of you hi
dad.
if I see you at events because I work at Lumen. So, could you guys give her a special shout-out with green beans and a fish sandwich montage? Those are some of her favorite foods. Thanks, guys. See you at the next show. Lots of love from Mom and from Dad.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Can I get a
fillet
sandwich?
Of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll order a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe
are you
some
sure?
Relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
So you don't want a fish sandwich?
Guys, it's my son Isaac's 25th birthday today. Can you give him a big old bong rip and a fart montage? Maybe the captain telling him how he's going to end up if he keeps playing that game all night long after work? Cocaine Ted telling him how he's going to feel after drinking some Jack on a special day? And a couple dad jokes from Miles. That from the dad Bernard. He says, thanks, guys. You made the days go fast when I was in the SeaTac Federal Penitentiary.
Oh.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. And happy birthday to you. Well, what's going to happen to you if you play those games all night? Well, I don't know what games you're playing, but if you play the games in El Capitan, please, you'll keep those pipes clean and improve your aim. I tried open wide at 20 feet. Crunchbacks.
Ah, you're going out 25th birthday. What are you going to feel after drinking Jack? Well, that's one thing. That'll be a hangover. You hang with me, you're going to feel awful. So one thing we're going to do. We're going to get up in the morning. We're going to do more. Is it Saturday? Does it matter? We're winning. It's your birthday.
Birthday.
Jesus.
All right, a couple dad jokes. Let's see what we got here. Okay. Guys, I'll never forget the last thing my grandma said to me. Said, I don't think you're supposed to unplug that. Guys, I'm going on a blind date with a vegan lady.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. I've never seen her before. What do you call a woman standing in the middle of a tennis court?
A net.
A net. A net. That is correct. A couple more for you.
Love.
Never seen her before.
Why was a man upset he got a sweater for Christmas? Why was a man upset that he got a sweater for Christmas?
Why?
He was hoping for a moaner.
She's sweating.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Do you guys know that Canada actually has their own version of Kevin Bacon?
Oh. All right.
John Hamm. It's a Canadian bacon.
He's Canadian. What? Oh, is he Canadian?
Well, you know, their bacon is ham.
Ham, yeah. Well, I got that part. Kevin but, like, bacon, is he ham. Actually Canadian?
I don't know. It's just John Hamm.
Oh, John Hamm.
John Hamm.
I'll look it up for
you, Jack. He was the host of SNL last week. Mm-hmm.
He and his penis.
No.
Separate contract.
Now he's born in St. Louis.
Yeah. St. Louis,
Canada. I mean, that's about as American as you get.
Yeah. And finally, Ted, if your Uncle Jack was stuck on a roof, would you help?
Stop. No. We cannot tell this joke.
Would you help Jack
no.
remove down. Himself on the roof?
Yes.
I would lend him a hand.
All right. Queen Week. Hello, gentlemen. My sister Melanie celebrates her 33rd birthday today. I love her so much, proud of her, and the fact that she is my sibling. She has earned the right to party hard after teaching math to middle schoolers. I admire
it's like
her
it's
strength.
Teaching math.
Yeah,
I teach math to middle schoolers.
I admire her strength for doing what she does. So how about a time to take off the leash, a cat fart, and Coach Ted cheering her on to the finish line of another school year as summer is on the horizon. Rock on. Thank you, guys. That from Brother Alex, Father
Brother
Tony,
Alex.
And Cat's Barley, and from
Father Tony. Yeah.
It's time to take off the leash.
I am Brother Alex. Wish you a happy birthday. Father Tony, tell
him. Oh, this fastidious events. All right, happy birthday. Teaching middle schoolers. Well, I'll tell you what. Those kids got it bad, right? You're getting in April. They went out. Well, people don't know. Those teachers went out too, man. They're sick and tired of it as well. But you're almost there. You got a few more big tests. But, yeah, after spring break until school ends. Good luck, teachers.
You got a few more big tests, but you know the answers.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be the easiest thing. Like, I just don't want to take your test.
Yeah, but they got to
give
go
you
home
a test.
They got to grade stuff.
I know.
I'm just saying, overall, everybody in the school is happy with summer starts.
Hey, everyone's sick of each other.
Work smart. Always Scantron. They still have those. You know what I'm saying? Multiple choice. Do it that way. Guys, I want to give a birthday shout out to myself since my wife won't. I've been listening for 14 years since I moved to Seattle and still
she's
listening
in a coma, Ted.
On the Odyssey app since moving to Houston last year.
Houston.
How about a fart medley and thrill shotgun guns? Thanks, guys, from your longtime listener, Adam. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you. To you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know who sucks less!
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less. Steve the Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It's up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, X, or Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. Like we said at the top of the show, much different stories this week, Ted. Nothing about the kids.
Thank goodness.
In this case, we have maybe a good or bad time to order for McDonald's. A man riding the subway in New York City, and finally a man just a few days before his wedding.
So it can always be reassuring that when you call 911 and the dispatcher, they're very calm and they're all business. That's good. It helps calm you down. But a man in Georgia, he called 911 earlier this year after his wife called him at work saying that someone was snooping around their house and banging on the doors and windows. Now, it was someone they knew. So he initially called the county's non-emergency line, but no one picked up. So he called 911. Took three calls, 6 minutes before someone answered. Georgia. Now, eventually, he did get a dispatcher, but in the middle of the call, he heard the dispatcher ordering him a griddle for McDonald's.
What do you mean he was ordering him a griddle?
She was. He called to report an emergency at his home.
And she was on another phone?
On another phone call at the same time. So, hi, you've reached 911 dispatch. Can I help you? And as you're telling me your problem, she's like, and I'm a griddle with extra syrup. Yeah. That's what that.
Now, have you had a McGriddle?
What's that? Have I have had a McGriddle.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Now,
the cops, did eventually show up at the house, but the unwanted visitor, of course, they were gone by then. The man has since obtained the audio of the call, and he's asking officials to, quote, clean up their act. For what it's worth, someone from the county says something like this should never happen. Still, the county data shows that just last year, 24% of 911 calls were marked as abandoned. Anyway, the breakfast ordering dispatcher's actions are, quote, under review. Say, you call 911, you got an emergency, and they're ordering a McGriddle for McDonald's at the same time.
Okay.
So there's that one.
But he's okay, right?
Yeah, I mean, someone tried to break into his house. I guess in the end, they're okay.
Okay.
We go to New York City. You might remember this story, where according to police, a suspect is wanted for having sex on the southbound R train. With the corpse of a homeless man.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Just before 12:30 a.m. last Wednesday. What are you doing? Anyway, he's wanted for sexual misconduct.
I mean, that's not risky business.
Right. Investigators said he's not believed to have known the victim. It is a crime of opportunity.
An opportunity.
I guess.
And passion.
That's they still haven't caught the guy yet. So he's out there. So think about this. It's a dead body on a subway. And you're like, yeah.
Come on, Steve.
What? So he's in.
Oh, he's in, all right.
He's definitely in. Now we go to India, where a 20-year-old man.
How did they not catch him? Sorry.
I don't know. Nobody I think it's said, all hey. On camera. All right. So I think it's one of those things after the fact. You find the body, right? The normal subway people find a body. Oh, my God, do we have a video of how we may have died? And as you're watching the video, you see that. I do think you, that's how
you,
that
do
happened.
Do you stick around after sex?
No comment. Okay.
All right. So we go to India. 20-year-old man, he's accused of having eloped with his 40-year-old soon-to-be mother-in-law. And he did this only 9 days before his wedding. So they say how Rahul and Shivana, they're a young couple in India. They were all set to be married today. Invitations have been sent out. Relatives confirmed their attendance. But 9 days before the big day, that's when a 20-year-old groom got cold feet and disappeared. But he did not go alone. He eloped with Anita, who's the 40-year-old mother of the bride-to-be. And to make matters worse, the pair also took the couple's savings as well as Anita's family savings, leaving both her and her father penniless. So apparently, last Sunday, he left his home claiming that he was going to shop for wedding clothes. But later that night, he called his father to tell him he was leaving and asked him not to bother looking for him. Well, around the same time, Shivana noticed that her mother and all their savings had disappeared as well. Only in this case, her mother did not leave a message. Now, although both the daughter and her father, they noticed the unusual relationship between them, no one said anything. They didn't want to ruin the upcoming event. Anyway,
I know you're begging my mom.
They were like, they just talked a lot. They said at one point, they talked to each other 22 hours a day. Understand, there are 24 hours in a day. 22 hours a day. Father says, I was suspicious, but did not say anything because the wedding was around the corner. And Nita left with the man on April 6th and took all our cash and jewelry. All right, so those are your three stories.
Check.
So once again, we have the 911 dispatcher in Georgia. She gets an emergency call from a guy. He just overhears her simultaneously ordering a McGriddle from the local McDonald's.
Are they dispatching those calls to her cell phone? Like, how is she at the drive-thru?
I don't think she's at the drive-thru. I think she has a cell phone in her other hand.
All right, tell them somebody else to order.
Then we have the guy in the New York City subway who saw a dead homeless person and said, I want to have sex with him. And then did. And finally, the 20-year-old guy in India, who runs out 9 days before his wedding with his soon-to-be mother-in-law.
Man.
Leaving the family broke. That's why I said, look, Subway guy's weird, but I don't know that he's the worst.
I beg to differ on that one.
Yeah.
I think he's the worst.
Why is that?
Well, because he had sex with a corpse on a train.
Everything about that's bad. Everything about that's bad, and it sounds awful, but
we also
there's no particular victim
we also,
in this case.
We also
so who's the victim?
We also don't know what type of things he was doing.
I do not know.
We don't know that either.
But I would say, okay, who's the victim? Like with the Indian couple, I know what the victims are.
Yeah.
Right? They've lost all their life savings.
There's really no true victim with the attempted break-in.
No, not really. Just the guy. He's more angry than victimized.
So I'm going to go McDonald's sucks the least.
All right.
Yeah, because the issue is the dude on the subway, you're right, the victim's dead, but also
everything about it.
Maybe he might not even have known. He might have just thought this person was passed out and took advantage.
That does not make it better to me.
No, it makes it worse. Yeah. I'm saying, so that's why I think he sucks so bad.
Sure. I agree. I agree that he sucks bad.
And then, I don't know, man, the Indian guy, like, it sucks that he took his fiance's money.
And a mom.
Well, he's going to get the money probably either way.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
But it's hard to fight with that.
How hot was this girl's mom?
I don't know. Hot enough for him.
Maybe she just did something the daughter didn't.
Jesus. Well, the guy in the subway won.
I'm just saying.
She was both hands.
We don't know.
She got both hands.
Now, one thing I do know is McGriddles are delicious.
They are delicious.
So I think that woman should take her job more serious, but... Yeah, it's a McGriddle.
So soft.
Butter and garlic on the...
So I'll say McGriddle sucks least.
All right. I do agree with that. McGriddles.
McGriddle sucks least.
Man. You never eat that again, will
you? Okay, there you go. Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, on X, and on Instagram. Coming up at 5:08. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up here at 5:08, we will drink and toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Experts expect gas prices to drop significantly this summer.
Hooray!
Yay. How do they know?
I don't know. It's something with the predictions. I have no idea. They have figured something out to where apparently this means that gas prices are going down.
They do whatever they want.
They really do.
Yeah, but I hope you're right.
I'm hoping they're right. That's exactly where I'm at. I'm going to be cautiously optimistic here. A new study warns that your children's mattresses may be emitting toxic chemicals while they sleep.
I feel like everything that deals with kids is somehow toxic or bad. They have the car seats. Kids the are smell, toxic. Your mattress, toxic.
Toxic. Kids are toxic. Mm-hmm.
Your child, toxic.
They're walking petri dishes, man.
Why kids' mattresses in particular?
I don't know. I think it might just because,
They're cheap kid-size, twin-size beds, something
exactly,
like that.
Exactly. Cheaply made. Kids get into a whole bunch of nasty that they don't clean off before they go to bed, and so they gets in the mattress, and then bacteria shows up. And yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it's just because you end up buying a couple of them over time.
Maybe.
So they're cheaper. Maybe. Like, as an adult, you buy a bed. You got a bed for like a decade at least.
Yep.
Right?
I'll put a plastic cover over it.
But like a kid's bed, like sometimes they have little beds, then they get bigger beds, sometimes some race cars. Like, a lot of different beds.
Florida Highway Patrol has added new cars to their fleet.
All right.
They got a bunch of Corvettes out there now.
Oh. Where'd you say?
Florida.
Yeah, makes sense.
Man, they can't give those cars away. Did you read that story about the new Corvette? For whatever reason, they keep lowering the price of it. I mean, maybe with tariffs it'll be different. Obviously it'll go up.
Yeah.
Depending on where the parts come from. But for whatever reason, people are, and that's the one with the engine in the back.
Right.
So that's the newer Corvette. Yeah. And I don't know what the deal is, but
I mean, I've liked muscle cars and the looks of muscle cars, but the Corvette just honestly has never done it for me.
Really? Yeah, but I'm with Miles. I think that new one looks awesome, but it also looks closer to like a European, like McLaren or something.
Gotcha. Okay.
So maybe true like vet guys don't like the new like
this, isn't it? And you find a lot of that too. A lot of purists out there that
You want American muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Want that European looking car.
61% of Americans agree that being frugal is no longer tacky. And 46% of people see it as being careful with money as opposed to cheap.
That's what it's always been. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, exactly. Once you start not
having
caring,
to be frugal. You know, I'm not being tacky. I'm going broke.
Right, and once you not care about what other people think about your frugality, like, all right, screw off, dude. I have more money in my wallet now.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Put the chili on the hot dog. Go ahead.
Yeah, right? Spend that extra dollar.
50 cents, I'll do it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The U.S. Air Force is about to introduce a new method for pilots to to relieve themselves mid-flight. So a problem that they were having with these fighter pilots there's not an onboard bathroom on there for them. So they have either the option of, you know, maybe finding a coffee can, soiling themselves right up there. Or they were saying even like dangerous levels of dehydration because they're going to go on these long flights and they don't want to have to need to go.
Why'd you get that look? I would soil myself.
No, I just like the idea there's a coffee can.
Yeah, right?
Max, especially female pilots.
Absolutely. Well.
And did you read why they're kind of trying to explore this?
No.
Because when you use the bathroom, you are basically, you are strapped into the seat.
Right.
Okay? You have to unstrap out of the seat, and then you can scoot forward and use the bathroom. Uh-huh. You scoot your knees forward. A few pilots have forgot to clip back in. After they got done using
it. Oh, no.
And they had to eject. Typically, they're going to be a part of that seat.
So they just catapult themselves out there.
Yeah.
They just
the chair's going free one way.
Oh, the chair's going one way with a parachute. They're going the other, going, oh, no.
Crap.
With their zipper open, too, probably.
Yeah. It looks like wavy hand dudes outside of a used car lot.
No.
Come on, man. This isn't okay.
Can they just put a diaper on him?
I mean, yeah.
That'd be my thing. What if you got to poop, though?
Seriously. It'll catch that, too.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, like, when you pee yourself, there's still room.
I guess I'm just saying fighter pilots.
When you poop yourself, you're sharing space now.
It just seems like it's such a specific place, and they're flying a fighter jet. Like, it seems weird, like, moving around. Like, let me use the bathroom. Like, I don't know.
I mean, what if you got to go? Like, that's you did it is. Your like, mission, but now, like, man, we got 15 minutes before we're back. But it's like being in your car. Ted, we're 15 minutes away from home. Same thing in the plane. Dude, I cannot hold it. Pull the car. I'm going to pee myself. It's got to be the same thing, except infinitely more dangerous.
Well, it's not only pee. Apparently, the G-force will ruin your intestines.
Yeah.
As far as even pressure. So it's all this pressure.
Pushes it back in.
Yeah. So you got to poop.
Yeah.
Too. That's...
She's saying they're trying to poop, but the poop goes back in because of the G-force. No, I was like, damn, man. Yeah. God damn it.
You're going to fight that poop off.
Fight that poop off.
Get out.
No. Not now. I'm over the area.
It's back.
Damn it.
It's back. I shouldn't have had that McGriddle.
Jesus.
Air fryer cake.
Okay. A new study says laser-guided robot farmers offer hope to a shrinking labor force.
Robot-guided laser farmers?
Laser-guided robot farmers.
Laser-guided robot farmers.
Yeah.
But, so they're out there picking stuff. The humans are losing jobs. Is that the point?
Basically, like they're gonna take care of a lot of the hard work out of it.
But how much does a laser guided robot farmer cost?
Exactly.
I don't know. For what you get paid for, like picking fruit or doing whatever you're doing, like, how much does one of these bad boys cost?
Yeah, and how much does it save you in the long run? Is this thing gonna break down in half a year and then shoot? Now I'm just out all this money. Come on now.
Yeah, that's odd. I just feel like the upfront cost of a laser-guided farm worker.
They're not exactly dealing with a whole lot of swing as far as what they can risk out there.
Right.
I mean, it seems like they already have automated machines.
Sure.
Right. I don't know. It just bugs me. There's like robots out there just like, this is a good one.
They're programmed to say that.
This is a good one.
For everyone they pick.
Picking the carrots, boss.
Does this smell bad to you? I don't have a nose, so I don't know.
Apparently, sports bras with maximum support may actually be causing back pain.
Lean week.
What is this poor woman supposed to do?
I don't know.
If she doesn't support him, it causes back pain. Then the thing she's using to help him is causing back pain. Like, hey, these ladies are screwed.
Yes, they are. Just live with your large bosom.
Live with your large bosom. That's the new slogan.
From Playtex.
A new study found that seniors who consume protein 3 times a day are stronger.
Oh. Well, protein in general.
Nancy Reagan had a good long life.
Oh, Jesus.
Damn.
I'm sure there's protein. My mom's all about those Ensure things.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did it make you fart? Or is it just protein? I feel like a lot of those things, like, well, it's healthy, but then you fart all day. Or maybe that's just
me. You're not wrong.
All right.
I mean, protein
that's
packed.
A fart.
Yeah, protein packed yogurt says I fart.
Yes.
I get it. So, we are celebrating Weed Week all week here. And I feel like the clues have been a little bit few and far between. So I'm gonna throw the listeners a bone here, and tell you guys a few jokes here that by science they are the best in the world.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
The 10 funniest jokes ever, according to science. Sure, leave it up to a nerd to tell us what's funny. Obviously, they have the best sense of humor. For example, who is the smartest pig? Einswine. Or what kind of magnetic imaging do pirates use? M-R-G-I. And finally, what did the asteroid say when the reporter asked him a question? No comment. That's good stuff. I'll tell you what, though. You get the 35th sexiest scientist alive. That would be Rachel Armstrong from the University of Greenwich to tell me jokes all night long. I'll fake laugh for days. Great. Googly oogly.
All right. Thank you, VD. So,
ooh. Yeah, Rachel.
Rachel Armstrong? Yeah. Take a gander there. Very intelligent young lady.
Yeah.
So researchers at Oxford University tested these jokes on 55 LSE students and asked them to score each of these gags.
Are they like English jokes, though?
What do you mean?
University of Oxford. It's in England.
Well, I mean, yeah, Scotland. They are in English, yeah.
All right.
So enjoy these. These are the funniest jokes according to science. Right. You guys ready for this?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So a man is sitting at home when he hears a knock at the door. He opens the door and sees a snail on the porch. He picks up the snail and throws it as far as he can. 3 years later, there's a knock on the door, and he opens it to see the snail again. The snail says, "What the hell is that all about?"
Yeah, it's a good one.
Top 10 in the world, man.
Top 10 in the world.
I knew it.
Three guys are stranded on a desert island. They find a magic lantern containing a genie who grants them each one wish. The first guy wishes that he was off this island and back home. Second guy, he wishes the same. I want to get off the island. I want to be back home. Third guy says, "I'm lonely. I wish my friends were here." These are the funniest jokes according to science.
Okay.
If you're not laughing, you're anti-silent science.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
A guy shows up late for work. The boss yells, "You should have been here at 8:30. He says, "Why? What happened at 8:30?
These are the funniest jokes
These
of
are
all
the
time.
Funniest jokes of all time.
Science.
So Sid and Irv are business partners, okay?
All right.
They make a deal that whichever one dies first will contact the living one from the afterlife. So Irv dies, and Sid doesn't hear from him for about a year, and he figures that there is no afterlife. Then one day he gets a call. What do you know? It's Irv. He says, "So there is an afterlife. What's it like?" Sid asks, and Irv says, "Well, I sleep very late. I get up, have a big breakfast. Then I have sex, lots of sex. Then I go back to sleep, but I get up for lunch, have a big old lunch, have some more sex, take a nap, huge dinner, more sex, go to sleep, and I wake up the next day." Sid says, "Oh my God, so that's what heaven's like?" He says, "Oh no, I'm not in heaven, I'm a bear in Yellowstone."
All right. Okay.
These are the funniest jokes according to science of Oxford. A man dies and he's sent to hell. Oh, never mind. That one sucks. I'm not going to tell that one. So a young boy enters a barber shop, and the barber whispers to his customer, "This is the dumbest kid in the world. Watch this. I'm going to prove it to you." The barber puts a dollar bill in one hand and two quarters in the other, and he calls the boy over. And he says, "Which do you want there, son? Do you want the dollar or do you want the two quarters?" The boy takes the quarters and he leaves. "What'd I tell you?" says the barber. "That kid never learns." Later on, when the customer leaves, he sees the same young boy coming out of the ice cream store. He says, "Hey, son, mind if I ask you a question? Why'd you take the quarters instead of the dollar bill?" Boy's licking his ice cream cone, and he says, "Because the day I take the dollar, the game's over."
Okay.
China has a population of 1 billion people. A billion people, Ted. That means even if you're a one in a million kind of guy, you're still 1,000 other people just like you.
That's a pick-me-up. Yeah, Tony Robbins says that.
Oh, does he?
No.
What?
You're not an individual. Right. You're freaking people are just like you.
That's like the opposite of what Tony Robbins would tell you.
Oh, my bad.
You're just like everybody else.
Everybody's heard this one. Two campers are walking through the woods when a huge brown bear suddenly appears in the clearing about 50 feet in front of them. The bear sees the campers and begins to head toward him. The first guy drops his backpack, digs out a pair of sneakers, and frantically begins to put them on. Second guy says, "What in the hell are you doing? Sneakers aren't going to help you outrun that bear." "I don't need to outrun the bear," the first guy says. "I just got to outrun you." Stupid. And then this one here. A guy meets a sex worker in a bar. She says, "This is your lucky night. I've got a special game for you. I will do absolutely anything that you want for $300 as long as you can say it in just three words." The guy says, "All right, why not?" He pulls his wallet out and he grabs $300 and he puts it right there on the bar and he says slowly, "Paint my house."
Jesus. I was like, the one guy walks into the bedroom of his home. He's got a pig under his arm. His wife's laying in her bed. He says, "Hey, this is the pig I've been having sex with." And the wife says, "Oh, my God, I don't know you're doing that." He says, "I wasn't talking to you."
That's one of my favorites. And then I'll leave you with this last one here. As far as the funniest jokes according to science, and then I got one more for you guys that isn't according to science. It's the World Cup final, Ted.
All right.
And a man makes his way into his seat right next to the pitch. He sits down, noticing that the seat next to him is actually completely empty. He leans over and asks the guy next to him if somebody's going to be sitting there. He says, "No, that seat's empty." He says, "This is incredible. Who in their right mind would have a seat like this for the final and not use it?" The guy sitting next to him says, "Well, actually, the seat belongs to me. I was supposed to come here with my wife, but she sadly passed away. This is actually going to be the first World Cup final that we haven't been to together since we got married." He says, "Oh, I'm so sorry to hear about that. That's terrible. But still, it's the World Cup final. You couldn't find somebody else, a friend, relative, or even a neighbor to take her seat?" And he shakes his head. He says, "No, they're all at the funeral." But then,
damn.
But then, while
that would be acceptable in my family.
But then, while I was searching for these jokes, according to science, I did run into one that somebody has declared as this is the funniest joke of all time.
Oh, boy.
So, two guys are out there hiking in the woods, and all of a sudden, one just seizes up and he drops down dead, right? Guy freaks the hell out. He grabs his phone and he calls 911. 911, you know, "What's your emergency?" He says, "I think my friend's dead, man. I'm pretty sure, like, we were just out here hiking, and then he seized up and he dropped. He's dead, man. I don't know what to do. He's just laying here dead." Dispatcher says, "All right, don't worry about it. Hang on. Just calm down. Everything's going to be totally fine. We're going to send somebody out there to help you. But to help me out, we just need to, first off, just, we need to verify that this man is dead before we move anywhere forward, okay? All right, now what?"
Oh, damn. Wow.
A building at the University of Oxford had to be shut down, but you won't believe why, Miles.
Why did they shut that building down?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve, a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast Ms. Jeannie Gannon, or rather, the boyfriend of one Jeannie Gannon. Actually, sorry, it's Joanne Gannon. All right. Now, we're toasting him for a very simple prank that he pulled, but it's the kind of prank that I truly appreciate. This is easy, and guys, if you're in a relationship, you can do this. It says, "I was standing in line at McDonald's." This is from Joanne, and she wanted to share this with people. "I was standing in line at McDonald's, and just as I got to the counter, my boyfriend kissed me. And then he loudly said, 'You're the best sister ever,' and walked away." The girl from McDonald's looked at me in disgust, and I've never wanted to die so much in my life.
Oh, my God.
I love that move. You're the best sister ever. And he just rolled out. So we pour this booze.
You know the urinal one?
No.
I can't use the word, but we'll just say it rhymes with rock.
Okay.
Yeah. So you just go, nice rock.
No.
Like, he's got to be a big, busy urinal.
Yeah. And you got to be done.
Hey, man.
Anybody ever told you? Right. If you really want to slam it home, make sure they're in a stall and peek over the top. Hey, man.
Veiny.
Nice.
You more like your buddy's next to you. It's busy. It's like a truck stop. Like, I did it to my brother.
Double thing I'm seeing was at a bar. It's like six of us, and we're getting ready to leave. So this one girl's boyfriend, he says, hey, man, before we go, let me go to the bathroom. I was like, cool. 15 seconds later, her phone dings. Send her a D-pic.
She's just like, Jesus Christ, 10 feet away.
Walked out of the bathroom with a big grin, like, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, girl. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola.
Let's get a contestant on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.